Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
All right, as we've talked about here this week for the past couple of days, you know, it's one thing to talk about, you know, fake news and so on and so forth, but fictional news, news made up out of whole cloth, is something wholly different, I believe. And I've got to be honest with you. I don't think that I can read the Washington Post headlines. I mean, breaking news. This is going on with James Comey and breaking news. And you find out the story is not just wrong. It's fictional. It's fictional. You know, like the James Comey was asking for more resources to investigate the Russian collusion investigation for Donald Trump. Totally not true. James Comey was asked to, you know, forget about Flynn and look at, you know, what's going on with the leaks. Actually, what was said is, after Flynn was fired by the White House, Donald Trump said something to the effect of, can we put this behind us now, or can we get past this, because we really need to focus on the leaks, which is what I would do as president. My good friend and contributor Liz Peek here with us now. Liz, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
It's so hard for me. I mean, I don't know what to believe. Your phone goes off, your device, here's breaking news, and it says Washington Post, and I'm like, I don't even know if I should bother to read it anymore.
Well, I think that's right. I think the good news is that Trump supporters across the country really are tuning out a lot of this stuff. This probably is causing much more of a headache in the White House and in D.C. and in New York than it is in Michigan, I'm guessing. Because there, people didn't expect Donald Trump to be a smooth, conventional president. The fact that he says things off the cuff, that he tweets things that are not always appropriate, the fact that he deals with foreign heads of state or representatives in a very direct and sort of non-diplomatic way, that's kind of why he was elected, right? So,
absolutely.
In all these transactions and all these, as you point out, these stories, almost all of them come from secondary, anonymous sources. And then you have people like McMaster, who is really a very highly regarded fellow, general, contradicting them. And really what we're going on is still, I think, a lot of fumes and smoke, and there's no there. And so what really is the likely upshot of all of this? I mean, people are talking about Republicans
stepping away from the president.
That's the tragedy. If the Republicans defect and don't and punish Trump for his inconsistencies by failing to move forward on the Trump agenda, it isn't Democrats who win from that. It's the country that loses from that.
I will tell you this. I believe those folks will pay the price, because I think you make a great point about McMaster, first of all. When he comes out, he is highly respected. Say, this isn't true. This did not happen. I was in the room. This did not happen. And then the Post comes back, Donald Trump can declassify anything and say anything he wants because he's... That's not what was said. What was said is highly classified information was not shared with the Russians. We've been working with the Russians for years to destroy ISIS. There's nothing new here. It's what goes on. But then worse, today another example. I'm in the car listening to satellite radio, coming to the office, coming to the studio, and I flip on CNN. God help me, I don't know why. And I hear impeachment five times in 5 minutes, and it's not coming from politicians. It's coming from the people on the desk, Andrew Cuomo and others. Is this time to impeach the president? Impeach the president for what?
Yeah, thank you. I totally agree with that. I mean, look, I think the worst outcome of all this hysteria, and it sort of is hysteria, it's sort of a mounting rage. And what's it about, really? It's about electing somebody who's not one of their own. It's electing an outsider who, again, has turned convention on its head, doesn't follow the rules, etc. Would I like Trump to be more careful and not get into these landmines? That would be good, because I really think we are seeing some damage to the flow of legislation that I think everybody really wants to see put through. But ultimately, he's not going to be impeached. Is he going to be driven out to resign?
No, he's not.
That could happen,
no.
I think. I mean, I think if this guy is under relentless pressure from the media, from Republicans, from Democrats, from the intel community, which is really the group that bothers me most, you know what? A year from now, he could say, look, I did it. You know, I gave it a shot. I had a great life before. I've said this before. I've had it. And then Democrats are going to be in big trouble because they don't want Mike Pence as president, right? So my advice...
Mike Pence is much more effective, I believe.
That's
now, Chuck Schumer warned the president. Remember this? Senator Chuck Schumer said, you can't go after the intelligence community because they can really get even in ways you have no idea. And maybe that's what we're seeing. But I'm also sick of seeing headlines where Republicans are turning against Donald Trump, John McCain, Justin Amash, Lindsey Graham. These are all anti-Trump people anyway.
That's right. And now they've become the go-to sources for piling on. And you're right. I mean, most of them are people who were crushed by Donald Trump during the campaign, whether it's John Kasich or Marco Rubio or whatever. I mean, it's a very sad sack group, but they're very useful to the media because, oh my gosh, John McCain says this is Watergate era, you know, material here. Really, John McCain has lost it totally and has become a very unfair arbiter of what goes on in the Trump White House.
In fairness, Liz Peek with us from Fox News and Fiscal Times, I was going to say the one person I haven't heard a lot from recently is Marco Rubio. He was in there for a bit, but he has basically ducked down under the radar. He's not out there like John McCain or Lindsey Graham, who Lindsey Graham has, I don't think he can control himself when a news camera's around. I think he's just gravitationally pulled to a news camera, is Lindsey Graham and others. But I haven't seen Marco Rubio very much. Why is that?
Oh, I think because he's positioning himself for 2020. And there still is the fact, let's face it, that most Republicans still back Donald Trump. And I believe that, as you said earlier, if people begin to see someone like a Marco Rubio as not just going along with the devolution of this White House, but actually being a prime actor in it, like John McCain is now, I think they'll punish him. I don't think Rubio is in a great position anyway. But that would be his death knell. So, you know, he hopes to emerge as a leading member of the party, someone, you know, very strong on national security. He, you know, when they were confirming various national security appointments, he was the person really pressing Trump on Russian connections. And my guess is he got really lambasted for that. I know I was tweeting about it. I was so sick of him showboating in those hearings.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And so,
showboating, you know what? And that's what I think Jim Comey was. I think James Comey was a showboat who loved the camera, loved being the spotlight. That's not the position he should have been in. Everybody knows he should have gone. Donald Trump finally does what's supposed to be done, should have been done by the previous administration, and gets lambasted for it. Now, here's the other thing that I'd like to say while we're kind of going down this road. If Tom Perez is the answer for the Democrats, I don't think they understand the question.
No, I think it's very analogous to what's going on in England, where Jeremy Corbyn's back talking, the head of the Labour Party, is talking about nationalizing industries. You know what? Guess what, folks? That boat has sailed. No one really thinks that leftward lurch, either in the UK or the United States, is really the right way to go. But I am thrilled to see them going down that road. I totally agree with you, because that is not going to get the heartbeat of this country. Those voters are not coming back to the Democratic Party as long as those are the people who are running it.
Exactly true, and I was talking earlier about the election of the mayor of Omaha here, a different Oracle of Omaha, because Bernie Sanders went there to plead his case. They got crushed, and then Perez went there and said, we need to, you know, abortion is the only way to go. They got crushed, and so that's over. Liz Peek, always a great conversation, my friend.
Nice to be with you. Take care.
We'll talk soon. Liz Peek, everybody. You can find her at FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times, among other places. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show.